You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Erin O'Hara, our naturopath, is here with us to talk about getting a good night's sleep. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think one of the most common things that we all do is we'll get into bed, sometimes we go to sleep really well, and then at about 2:33 in the morning we'll wake up and go, here we go again. That's really common, isn't it?
Nocturnal awakening is really, really common, and a lot more common than you think. About a third of people will have awakening at night, and it can be a real big problem, especially as we age. It's more common as we get older to wake up several times in the night for whatever reason. It can happen for a number of reasons, from lifestyle habits like drinking too much caffeine or alcohol in the evening before bed, or waking up to go to the toilet and then you hop back in bed and you lay there and you roll around and can't get back to sleep. Very, very common. Menopause, super common reason to be waking in the night. Those hormone changes can affect sleep, might be getting hot flushes in the night, getting that big rise in body temperature actually awakens the body. Or maybe noise sensitivity, a snoring husband or wife next to you waking you up in the night. Yes. And it's more that problem with resettling back to sleep, because it is actually quite normal to wake in the night.
It's part of our cycles and our going from different kinds of sleep patterns, yep.
Absolutely, but it's more if they are problematic and waking and then not being able to fall back asleep, which is all too common, is waking at 3 a.m. and taking 2 or 3 hours to fall back asleep. And then, of course, you're going to feel absolutely exhausted when you wake in the morning.
If you're talking about aging, how does the circadian rhythm change when we age?
So we're more prone to awakening in the night as we age, and that can be to do with more nighttime wake-ups to go to the bathroom, also thermoregulation disorder, so change in body temperature, maybe aches and pains, so arthritis, you're more common to wake because you're feeling achy and then can't resettle back to sleep. And, you know, it is more common as we get older, so it's just about managing that. So if you are waking in the night, instead of just laying there and watching the clock, one of the worst things you could possibly do, and be like, it's 1 hour, now that's 2 hours, and thinking, okay, when's it morning? But instead, if you haven't fallen asleep within that sort of 15-minute window, getting up, doing something very relaxing that'll help you resettle back to sleep, which might be a quiet activity like reading a book or maybe listening to some very calming music, some breathing, and then resettling yourself back to sleep once you get a little bit more sleepy, so you're not laying there rolling around trying to fall asleep and getting more and more frustrated, which then causes that ongoing anxiety around waking in the night and can't resettle.
What do you do about the old running mind, the running brain, the whirling brain?
Yeah, so meditation can be fantastic. So you might do that in the evening as part of your sort of wind down rituals that you do before going to bed. Or the other thing that I use a lot for sleep is actually sleep herbs. And some of my favorite herbs are things like skullcap, passion flower, California poppy. These are herbs that help with GABA production, so they're going to dampen the nervous system. So if you've got that really busy mind, then those herbs are really helpful for calming that mind down. And you take them just before going to sleep. Now, your sleepy teas are helpful, but they are much, much lower dose. So you might want to go and seek help, support with a naturopath or a health food shop, get some proper herbs that will help you fall asleep. Make sure you check that they're not going to interact with any medications too.
Thank you so much, Erin. Appreciate all that advice. And if you want a little bit more on sleep and how to deal with insomnia, have a listen to the Little Things podcast featuring Dr. Michael Mosley. He's just released a book called 4 Weeks to a Better Sleep. You can find that podcast at iHeart, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.